Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sure you can hear me, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, yes, I can hear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, the Executive Secretary, and the entire Secretariat staff, distinguished delegate participants, observers, ladies and gentlemen. First, let me congratulate you, Chair, for chairing this meeting and directing it in an enabling manner for our discussions. And then I will also like to congratulate the Secretariat for being able to convene this meeting under these harsh conditions of the pandemic COVID-19. And also want to thank the Secretariat for the document that has been shared with us for our work. We really welcome the work that they've done. Let me start, Mr. Chair, by aligning myself with a statement made by Morocco on this subject on behalf of the Group of African States. Mr. President, we are convened under the umbrella of a United Nations convention. And this convention has got two sets of parties, being developing and developed country parties. Each of these two sets of parties have got their responsibilities under the convention. The subject we are discussing right now, which is the LDN target setting, affected country parties are to develop voluntary targets and further move into transformative projects and programs for achieving such targets. A number of countries have reported that they have prepared and adopted their voluntary targets and, of course, transformative projects with the support of the Secretariat, especially the Global Mechanism, which we are very grateful on. However, a majority of our partners have not come into the party to play their responsibilities being developed country parties, which have the responsibility of availing technical and financial resources for implementing programs to achieve such targets. Having said that, we would like to thank those parties that have contributed to the target setting and transformative projects development process that we have achieved so far. Mr. Chairman, there is no point in pushing for more countries to adopt LDN targets when those that have done so are not being enabled to achieve or implement programs to achieve those targets. So there is a need to go back to the drawing table and see where we are going wrong, who is not playing his responsibilities. I would like to refer to the document, page 15, under recommendations, where there's too much references on the wording subject to availability of resources. This to me says we're just pushing for an agenda that we know that it will not take off, because without pinpointing on the sources of resources, we are not going anywhere. I therefore would appreciate having a better wording or formulation of these recommendations so that they are implementable. Because if you say subject to resources, it means that we are just pushing it on the side. So I thank you, Chair, for giving the floor. Thank you.